Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge blocks a dismemberment abortion ban in Texas. We're going to be talking about this ruling on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a federal judge in Texas, of all places, issued a temporary order blocking the enforcement of a newly passed Senate bill, what's called Senate Bill 8, and it has been called the pro-life dismemberment abortion ban. It criminalizes killing a preborn child by pulling him or her apart limb by limb, and the judge blocked it.
What is
Matt,
he doing?
How in the world can any person in their right mind think that you have a constitutional so-called right to rip limbs off of a human being, and the only difference is this human being is in the womb? How can you fathom this kind of decision?
It boggles the mind. It is Nazi-esque. It is Hitlerian. And you know, these are living, live infants that feel, can you imagine the excruciating pain? They feel this pain as they're being torn, literally alive, limb from limb. And this judge, Judge Lee Yackel, Y-E-A-K-E-L, he actually dared to step in and say, no, or I'm going to issue an injunction so that these dismemberment abortions can continue to go forward. But doesn't that just underscore? It's a blaring example, and it brings the reality of what abortion is out to the public eye.
The irony of this, Yackel, whatever his name is, it says he quibbled with the word dismemberment, saying it's a non-medical term, and concluded that, quote, it is in the public to preserve the status quo while the case is being prepared so as to protect plaintiffs or the public from any of the act's potential harms.
And who's the plaintiffs in this case?
Goodness.
It's a Planned Parenthood
Whole women's
health.
They're going to protect Planned Parenthood.
Want to protect Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinic.
What about the babies?
Here's what
the
law actually says. It defines dismemberment. So if the judge has any question about what dismemberment is, it's defined in the statute. And it says this, dismemberment abortions are defined as extracting, quote, the unborn child one piece at a time from the uterus through the use of clamps, grasping forceps, tongs, scissors, or a similar instrument that slices, crushes, or grasps a piece of the unborn child's body to cut or rip the piece from the body. Now, what is hard to understand about that?
You know, who cares whether it's medical or non-medical? It's a human murder right there. Maybe he needs to see a video about this and he can understand this is murder.
And he used this silly language that come from the distorted Supreme Court opinions on this, undue burden, that this particular law would place a, quote, undue burden, close quote, on women seeking second trimester abortions. An undue burden. What kind of burden does it place on the child? What if you had someone take a huge tongs, grasp your arm, and pull and twist it and pull it off just like you would a chicken leg from a chicken that you've just pulled out of the oven, or a turkey leg that you just pulled out of the oven? That's what happens. They go into these second, third trimester abortions. These children are alive. They feel pain. And you take the tongs and you rip them apart piece by piece. You take the arm, grasp them with the forceps or a clamp or a tong, or you cut in pieces with scissors or whatever you do, and you pull that arm and you bring them up against the uterus so that they can't come out, and then you rip and tear, and you just do that one piece at a time. That is absolutely brutal, Matt.
Well, the judge is being very selective as well in his citing of Supreme Court language. You notice that he didn't cite Gonzales v. Carhart, which affirmed that this banned partial birth abortion, and that they affirmed the court, even with Justice Kennedy, that the states have a, quote, compelling interest to maintain, you know, ethical medical practices and in protecting preborn children. And listen to what Planned Parenthood Texas had to say here. Their director, Yvonne Gutierrez, she said, this decision is a victory for Texas women. Well, not little preborn Texas women. It sure isn't. She emphasized the restraining order was good, quote, especially for people of color and those with low incomes, which historically, we know Margaret Sanger and the eugenics that Planned Parenthood is founded upon, they target minority women, people of color, and those with low incomes for annihilation.
You know, guys, we need to pray, you know, for this state of Texas. And Planned Parenthood is just running rampant. I mean, recently they have offered free abortions to patients affected by Hurricane Harvey for the month of September. They say, we want to help, call us, and gives a number. It's like, that
this is the face of pure evil.
Absurd.
You know, the largest abortion clinic in the country is in Houston, Texas.
Oh.
That's a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. On one side is a minority African-American community, and the other side is a minority Hispanic community. They put it right in the midst of this minority community, and right across the highway is a school. So you know what they're doing. And so here's a quote from one of the people for Planned Parenthood saying, quote, this decision is a victory for Texas women. Close quote. That's the Planned Parenthood Texas Votes executive director, Yvonne Gutierrez, stated that in a press release. This is not a victory for women. The judge actually says that the dismemberment abortion or dismemberment, and he's quoting, and this is his quote in the opinion, quote, is the most commonly used and safest pre-viability second trimester abortion procedure, close quote, basically quoting the Center for Reproductive Rights pro-abortion literature. Safe? Safe for who?
How is murder safe?
Number one, it's not safe for the mom. Number two, it's clearly not safe for the child. Would this judge or anyone else condone ripping apart like this a 1 hour, 2 hour, 1 day old baby?
Mm-mm.
That was, you could physically see outside of the womb? You would be outraged, and there's no difference. There's no difference.
No.
It's just a smaller version of the same thing.
Yeah, they always talk about women's rights. Well, what about the women that are not yet born and the men that are not yet born? What about their rights to have a life?
Well, this is Planned Parenthood, the face of evil. This is the Planned Parenthood face of evil that we represent. Sandra Merritt, she did the undercover investigation. She was one of two people. We represent her. And she wanted to reveal what was going on with Planned Parenthood with this gruesome, barbaric. You don't even have to have the videos to know what's going on when you just read what Planned Parenthood is doing, saying that this is a victory. It's a victory to say that we can still dismember, rip and tear, pull off limbs, limb by limb of a living human being. That's a victory for women, according to them. And now they want to give that kind of victory, if you will, to people in Texas who are victims of Hurricane Harvey for the whole month of September.
Well, and it's a victory from Planned Parenthood's perspective for, as the director of Planned Parenthood Texas said, for minority women. And let's not forget what Margaret Sanger famously said, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Well, the word's out, folks. The word is already out. That was a direct quote from Margaret Sanger.
Well, she was a social Darwinist. She believed in developing a superhuman race. She bought the social Darwinian lie that you could evolve to a better species, but you had to eliminate certain other groups of humanity that were not on the upper echelon in her checklist. African Americans, certain people with sicknesses or disabilities. You wanted to eliminate them, first of all, by prohibiting their conception through contraception, and then destroying the conception, the child in the womb, through abortion. And she wanted to do that, and unfortunately, Planned Parenthood is continuing to carry out that mission. not only on minority communities, but on others around the country and, frankly, even around the world. Pray for this country, that we return to some sanity and the sanctity of human life. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to defend and advance the sanctity of human life from the moment of fertilization. For more information on the ministry and how you can financially support and get involved, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.